This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathy filling in for Vincent Fennelli. I want to thank Jason, who is engineering our program today. I have Gwyneth Isaacs with me from Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm doing
well. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. The New Year is 2 years old, 2 hours old here at the moment.
Well, we haven't had ours yet, so same to you.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a very good one, actually. I think that you could probably say Happy New Year with your tongue in your cheek and be quite comfortable doing so. Yeah. It's But the media here in Australia, oh my gosh, they're just total tyrant. All the governments here in Australia, Sydney has just been, chomping at the bit to go into another round of level four lockdowns, and probably I think that Melbourne is going to be not too far behind them. So that's how the situation is here in Australia. I don't think it's going to go well. I don't think we're going to have a very happy rest of the summer. And I think that they're using it as an excuse for pure tyranny. But that's all beside the point of what's happening today, but, you know, on the show. But it's just a bit of background.
Sure. What did you want to talk about today, Gwyneth?
Okay, what I would like to talk about today is basically what you, if you can't leave the city, what you should do, okay? Because, I've always advised that if you can at all possibly leave the city in this sort of circumstances, then you should do so. But that's not going to be possible for everybody, okay? So you have to have contingency plans in place in order to be able to stay where you are and to, you know, be able to live where you are with a relative degree of comfort, you know? That's just how you have to be. And I hate to say peace and safety, because that's a set of words that, according to Jesus Christ, is cursed. He said when people are saying peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes. And I don't believe that you can live in any city probably in the world at the moment with peace and safety. Okay, and I think that it's an illusion to think that you can. I think that that's a big mistake, to think that you can live in any city in the world at the moment really with any degree of peace and safety. But for most of the audience, for one reason or another, they feel that they don't have a choice, that they have to stay. And I think that they have to know how to do so to be able to survive with a relative degree of comfort. I think that that's the best way of putting it. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Yeah, Gwyneth, and I think also that when you're in the city, you're very vulnerable.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the main reason why I say that if it's at all possible to get out to the countryside, even if that means, even if you haven't got some land in the country, then it may well be that you end up camping in a state forest or on BLM land in America. That may well be what you have to do. But I've detailed in previous broadcasts that there are companies out there who will sell land to you on a rent-to-buy basis, where you put a deposit down on the land of maybe between $300 to $500, maybe $1,000, and then you pay the land off, or you rent the land for a certain number of years, and then you pay it off at a peppercorn amount. And you may be able to get the land under those terms for a total cost of between $20,000 and $50,000. But that $20,000 and $50,000 is not paid all at once. It's paid out over a period of 3 to 5 years, maybe 10 years. I think that is going to be the best option if people genuinely feel as if they have no money, even if they feel like that they're completely broke. I think that most people at a stretch could come up with between $300 and $500. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Oh, I think they could. I think if you put your mind to it, you can save a little here and a little there. And within a few months, you could come up with that money. The other thing, Gwyneth, is we have some areas here. Some are, they're not really in this city. They're sort of kind of starting to get in the outlying areas. But we have some areas where they have a community garden. I don't know how feasible that would be, but there's a church that you could, I think it's $10, and you get your little piece of property there, and you can garden right there. So if you don't have a space, maybe you're in an apartment or you're in a condo and you can't garden, if you're not too far, that might be something. At least you could grow something. And a lot of those people share. Once they're together, they'll share their produce with the other person, and you sort of build a little community with them.
Yeah, well, that might be an option for a lot of people. And the other thing is, it does enable you to network and make friends. And the problem for a lot of people in modern cities is they literally have no friends. Okay? No real friends, I mean. I mean, they've got the people who live next door to them that they don't really know. And they've got people that they work with, but they're like colleagues and they're not really friends. And they work with them, but they don't see them out of hours, and they don't really maybe even get along. Or maybe they don't even like their work colleagues, but they have to work with them, so they put on a smile and, you know, just bear it, if that makes sense. But they don't really have friends in the way that people used to have friends. Do you know what I mean? And being involved in a community garden is a way that you can make real genuine friendships, and you can help to supply your own fruit and vegetables as well. And I think depending on the community garden, they may even allow you to keep a few chickens or a few rabbits. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the one community garden that I saw, they had some chickens, they had some turkeys, wild turkeys there, and they had areas where they had like a raspberry patch, and they had, each person had like a defined number, and then you could plant your garden there. And you could pick a small one all the way up to a pretty good size one. But I think that's an option for people who can't leave the city. There's also container gardens, and in the weather, when the weather is a little bit better, and you can do pots or 5-gallon buckets and learn how to do that. Maybe get the reading material and the resources so that you know how to do it and start learning through the, for us it's winter, so start learning now and get going in the spring.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good idea. And I emailed you a bit earlier because I didn't always live on a acreage in the country. I used to live in the suburbs, and I emailed you a bit earlier with how I used to do that. So I'll go into a bit of detail about how I used to do it for the class out there, because I think that they would be interested in that. I used to have a... 800 square metres of residential land with a house on it in Geraldton in Western Australia. And that is a part of the world that is absolutely beautiful. And it breaks my heart that I can't be there anymore. But, you know, what it is what it is. And I'm not going to go into the details of what happened on this broadcast. But we lived quite near the sea on this, just under a quarter of an acre of land. And of that, about half the land was taken up by the house. I would say probably about a third of the land actually was taken up by the house. And about two-thirds of the land was garden. And I could do what I wanted with that garden. So what I ended up doing with it was it was kind of funny how this happened. We had a septic tank in the backyard, and about after I moved on to the land, the septic trenches decided that they were going to give way all through the backyard, okay? And that meant that I had big ditches all through the backyard, and I got an excavation expert in to see what was happening with my backyard, and he said, your septic trenches have given way. You'll need a new septic tank. And I said, all right. So he said, you could put a new set of trenches in. And I said, no, I think I would like a deep soak well, okay? So when you've got a septic tank, you have the tank itself, and then you have to have something to take the overflow, because sometimes septic tanks overflow, and if you don't have something to take up the overflowing juices, let's say, that come out of the septic tank, and it ends up being a really unhygienic situation in your backyard, okay? So you've got to have either trenches or a deep soak well. So I opted for the deep soak well. But that meant that I still had all these trenches all through my backyard. And, what happened was I decided, you know, that the ground there in the old trenches was really, really good. And it was really quite fertile. So I decided that I'd dig the soil out of the trenches because it had composted over a long period of time.
And we'll be right back, Glenn, if I hear the music.
I'll have to tell you what I did after we get back from the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, this is Gwyneth speaking. I'm not sure where Kathy is at the moment.
I'm here, Gwyneth.
Okay, I just wasn't sure where you were. No, that's fine, you carry on.
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm here with Gwyneth filling in for Vincent, and I appreciate you being here with us, Gwyneth. Can you please continue telling us about your septic system and how you managed to make that your benefit there?
Okay. I actually managed to, in that situation, I managed to make lemons into lemonade. I dug out some of that area, and I made a pond over the top of the new soak well, which had a cover on it underneath the ground. So basically I dug the soil out that the man had just, the excavator man had just, put the soil back in on top of the concrete cover of the soak well. So I dug that soil out. And I dumped it into the old septic trenches. Okay? So I had this big hole just where the new soak well had been installed, because that was an area where the soil was quite shallow. It was only about 18 inches deep. And I thought to myself, 18 inches is not very much soil. It was a very hot climate during the summer with very sandy soil. And I thought to myself, I just know that I'm always going to struggle to grow things there. So I just dug that whole area out, and I put the soil into the old septic trenches, filled them in with that soil, and I installed a pond liner in that hole from the local Big Box hardware store, and I put a pond there, and I filled it with rainwater that I was collecting in a enormous tank that I had installed on my driveway. And by enormous, I mean 23,500 liters. So that's almost, that would actually 6,000 gallons, almost 6,000 gallon tank that I had sitting in my driveway outside of my garage. I had a double garage, and I had the tank sitting in front of one of the garage bays, and the other garage bay was still there and still available for me to be able to use the garage. And that was the water that I was using for my garden, and I was using it to keep my pond topped up. And each week I would go out and I would, set up the hoses from the tank, and I would go and top my pond up, and I would sit out there, and I had a little pump and a little artificial creek set up from another hole that one of my son's friends came over one day and decided to do some digging in the backyard underneath a date palm that was up in a back corner. And he decided to do so much digging that there was another, in one afternoon, there was a hole that was big enough to make another pond, to make a second pond. And so I dug a trench from between those two ponds, and I set up a pump in one pond to pump water up this slight hill to the second pond, and then it would flow back to the first pond through this, little stream system that I made up with some more pond liner that I just lay out, and I lined it with rocks, and it was beautiful. And I used this whole system just to be aesthetic, but also it helped to keep my garden green and watered and humid. And
Glenn,
actually,
I hear the music. We're going to the bottom of the break. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The new highly contagious coronavirus strain from the United Kingdom has spread to Southern California. No other additional information was given. The first case of the coronavirus variant in the United States was detected in Colorado on Tuesday. Dr. Fauci said he wasn't surprised by the reports and suggested there are likely others in California and other states due to international travel. It should be noted that there is no science to indicate the strain is deadlier. Scores of Cuban refugees blocked a border crossing from Mexico to the United States near Ciudad Juarez. On Wednesday, dozens of Cubans asked immigration officials to allow them entry into El Paso, Texas, to look at their asylum cases. The refugees said they are fleeing political persecution by the Castro regime. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, says up to 100 lawmakers will vote not to accept Joe Biden's victory when Congress convenes on January 6 to count the Electoral College votes. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As we welcome in the new year, Thursday night, let's get ready to put some positivity into our 2021 life. Some words to the wise on Fox News is Pastor Robert Jeffress from First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas.
For a navigational app to work, you have to plug in a destination. You have to know where you're going or you're going to end up someplace else. And after the pain of 2020, I think it's a good time to reevaluate what you feel like your purpose is in life. And then secondly, I talk about reevaluating how you're going to get there. You know, if you make a wrong turn, your navigational app will start recalculating how you're going to get to where you're going. You may be headed in the right direction, but maybe after 2020, you want to reassess your life balance. And then finally, I talk about the importance of reconnecting with your Creator. This pandemic has caused a lot of people, perhaps for the first time, to come into realization of their own mortality. And they're not ready to die. They've figured out. And Solomon offered a great piece of advice. He said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come. I tell people the best time to start a relationship with God was 20 years ago. Right. But the next best time is today. And if you have that right relationship with God, it will give you a peace that no pandemic can take away.
Don Wells died Wednesday from coronavirus at 82. The Gilligan's Island star was also Miss Nevada in 1959. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. Oh, yeah. It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? God, you're take my. When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Kathy. I'm here with Gwyneth. Gwyneth, I wanted to tell you that I thought it was very ingenious and creative for you to get the huge water tank in your driveway and use your water.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. The thing is, I actually bought this house, and it was in a reasonably poor area, okay? So I actually buying that house was one of the worst mistakes that I ever made in all my life. But that's another story. But it meant that really nobody cared what you did with your land, because a lot of people just didn't do anything at all with their block. of land. But, you know, other people, they, you know, actually put in some quite nice gardens. But the thing about Geraldton is it's got very, very hot wind. They have a wind that's there that's called the Doctor, okay? And the Doctor has two parts. That's the wind that the first part is at about 2 a.m. in the morning, every morning, from about October to about February or March, what happens is you get this hot wind blows in from the east across the whole of that area of West Australia from Geraldton right down to Perth. So it's an area, you know, maybe even further north, an area of between 300 and 500 kilometres of coastline, maybe about 300 miles of coastline, where the wind from the outback gets sucked out to the ocean between about 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. every day. So it means that the mornings are extremely windy and hot and dry, and the moisture gets sucked out of everything. And then at about 2 p.m., the wind turns around and blows from the sea inland from about 2 p.m. until about 2 a.m. You've got this wonderful sea breeze that blows, but it never quite makes up for the fact that you've got this extremely hot, dry wind that blows every single day and just sucks the moisture out of everything. But I had an advantage living in the suburbs because I had houses all the way around me, and I, you know, I know that asbestos is no good. Okay, I know that it's really got a lot of bad things about it, but there was a lot of asbestos mined in West Australia, and to this day, there's a lot of asbestos fences in the suburbs in West Australia, and my house was completely surrounded by asbestos fences, which were very, very good at blocking that really, really hot wind from the east, okay? So basically, the fences were about 5 or 6 feet tall, and they just funneled the wind straight across the top of the backyard. And because I had the pond system in my backyard, there was always a layer of humidity near the level of the ground, which meant that my garden was always a lot greener than everybody else's garden, because I was the only one with a 6,000-gallon tank sitting in my driveway. Nobody else thought to do that. But the other thing about that tank, and the real reason why I installed it, was to be an emergency water supply in case anything went wrong. Because even when I was living in Geraldton, even when I was in the suburbs, I was beginning to think in a mindset of preparedness of what I was going to do if the Caprola hit the propeller and I was stuck in the suburbs. That's the whole point of the conversation. And so I began to play with various preparedness-minded concepts. And that included putting the tank in my driveway. And I don't know if the tank is still there or not. I think that I don't own that house anymore, and good riddance. I sold that house and I used the money from it to buy the farm that I'm on now. But whereas back then I had 6,000 gallons of water storage, almost 6,000 gallons of water storage, here I have another 23,500-litre tank. And I have a 17,500-litre tank, and that's my domestic water supply. And it's actually pretty much the same system, except that these tanks have a gravity pressure tower that I pump the water out of these tanks and I pump them into an IBC cube that is sitting on top of a water tower. And that water and that IBC cube is plumbed into my house, and that provides the water pressure for my house. Because whereas in Geraldton I was still on the grid, I still had my domestic water supply from the city, but and I had, you know, I had the option of city sewage, although I never connected, and I had electricity, you know, grid electricity, but I eventually installed a system. I think it's called a transfer switch, where I could disconnect from the grid and have my whole electrical supply operated from an auxiliary power source that I would plug in to this particular switch. And that was all installed by an electrician. It was all done properly. But I used that auxiliary electrical supply to begin to experiment with off-grid solar power systems. And I ended up getting, I don't know, about 1,500 watts of panel installed, about 1,000 or 1,500 watts of panels. And I had about a 1,500-watt inverter. Actually, I think I ended up getting about a 2 or 3 kilowatt inverter in the end. I did get a 1,500-watt inverter, but then I bought a proper domestic inverter, so that would operate from a 24-volt battery, and you know, that would actually generate a really usable amount of 240-volt power, so that I could run things like washing machines if I had to, and blenders and things like this, and microwave ovens. I did have a microwave oven back in the day. I don't anymore. I don't like microwave ovens now. I didn't particularly like them before, but I thought, well, it might be useful to have one. but I would buy batteries when they would come on special. I'd go down to the battery store and I would keep asking, and then they would tell me when they would come on special. And I was gradually building up my battery bank. And I would do so by buying one battery at a time. And these batteries would cost between $500 to $800 or something like that each. But sometimes they would come on special and they would sell from between $300 and $400. And so when that would happen, the guy at the battery store would sort of say, "Hey, we've got that special going on the batteries. You want some?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll have some." And, you know, so that was how I was operating back in the day. But the thing is this is how people can begin to experiment with off-grid living when they're still on the city. The transfer switch, oh gosh, that costs between $300 and $400 to install. Okay, there's no getting around it. If you decide to, I would recommend having preparedness on a hobby basis. Okay, because then it becomes less intimidating and it becomes more interesting. And I mean, some people, you know, some people play with computers in their spare time. Some people learn musical instruments or languages. And you can treat preparedness like a hobby. And that way your interest is maintained. And it's sort of, if you're worried about what other people around you are going to think, you can just explain it away to them. Hey, it's my hobby, you know. I tinker with solar power systems and water supplies, and you don't even have to go into the fact that it's preparedness-based, okay? Or you can just explain that away to the neighbours, and that way the neighbours aren't going to think that you're from some foreign planet or something. And then you say, well, what's with this big tank that's appeared in your driveway? You just say, well, I like my garden. And I like to have a low water bill, so I collect the rainwater from my roof. And I use it to water my garden. And I'll go, oh. And then over a period of time, they'll see your backyard turn into a jungle. And they'll go, oh, you really do like your garden, don't you? And they say, yeah. But you don't have to tell them that all the beautiful flowers that you're growing and all the vines and everything is all producing food. And that the pigeons that you keep, that you're actually going down there from time to time to the pigeon house and taking the pigeon and taking it into the kitchen and processing it into roast pigeon or pigeon soup, which is something else that I used to do when I was in Geraldton. I had a pigeon house because the person who lived there before me used to do racing pigeons. And he left some of his pigeons behind. He asked me if I would like some, and I said, yeah, I'll have some. I had no intention of ever racing them. But eventually I was moving over from keeping the racing pigeons to keeping meat pigeons. You know, they're about twice the size of racing pigeons. They eat probably just a little bit more food. They breed at the same rate, but they've got a carcass that's twice the size. And, of course, I was using their gut, their manure, and I would go maybe once every 3 to 6 months, and I would go and clean out the pigeon house, and I would use the pigeon manure on my garden. And this is how anybody can do this and have quite a significant degree of self-sufficiency while they're living in the suburbs. I can hear music again. I think that we're heading into the last segment of this hour. So, yeah, I'll see you on the other side of the break, Kathy.
Okay. See you, Gwyneth.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, this is Jason. Sorry to interrupt here, but I just got a call from Vincent. He wanted me to let you both know that he's very impressed and proud of how you're doing the broadcast here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, you're live, Kathy.
Yeah.
I don't know if... Yeah, hello.
Oh, Gwyneth, can I make a comment, please?
Yes.
You were talking about the water, and I live rural, and I have winds really strong, too, so my garden tends to dry out. But a couple things that we did is I have two rain barrels. I have one off the barn, which fills up extremely fast, and then I have one off the house. And I use that. I have actually two gardens. But last year, we had about a six-week period of time where it was very dry. And I conned my husband into hooking up a utility pump. And we would start it in the morning. And I would draw from my pond. And each area I would let run for about a good hour to really soak it. And my garden did really well, all things considered, with the hot, dry weather that we had. And I grow a lot of raspberries, and I didn't keep track like I should have. I kind of lost track, but I had at least 100 quarts in my freezer, and that doesn't even include what I gave away. I gave away quite a bit, but that's an idea. If someone has a pond, I have a half-acre pond, so I was able to do that. It's 22 feet deep in the middle. But if someone doesn't have it, like you said, you could do rain barrels on all of your catch or your gutters.
Yeah, you could do that. The reason why I chose such an enormous tank to put in my driveway, and to give some idea of the scale of this, if you think of the standard width of a suburban driveway, that was approximately the width of the tank. So it was actually a really, really tight squeeze to get it up the side of the suburban block, up the driveway, to sit at the garage at the end of the driveway. That was a tight squeeze, and there were inches to spare on each side when it came time to install that tank. But I'm glad that I did it. The reason why I chose such a huge tank is the same reason why I've got so much water storage here, because it's practically the same problem here. Sometimes, both in Geraldton and where I am here at the moment, during the summer, it's very common for us not to get any rain at all for 5 or 6 months, half the year. It's absolutely common. It's not even rare. That's normal for us to get no rain at all for 5 or 6 months of the year. So in this sort of situation, if you were living in that sort of area, so in the United States, if you were living somewhere like New Mexico or Phoenix, that might be maybe LA, that might be a similar type of climate to where we were living and where I actually live now. But the difference with where I live now is I live around about 200 miles inland, whereas when I was living in Geraldton, I was living literally right on the coast. I was within walking distance from the beach. So you had no frost there. But yes, if you're living in an area with high rainfall, rain barrels is definitely going to be an advantage for you. But you might want to, I mean, rain barrels is fine, but you might end up having 20 or 30 rain barrels lined up in your backyard, one after the other after the other. And you might get to the point where you think, gee, maybe it would be just easier if I just installed a rainwater tank. And you can get long, thin rainwater tanks. And if you put rebar, if you install, after you put the tank in, the long, thin water tank, and maybe about, it might be about 2 or 3 meters tall, but it's only about a meter wide, and it might be about 3 to 5 or 6 meters long. And you could install that along one of your garden fences, or you could install that as a divider wall to separate the utility area of your garden where you store things like lawnmowers and garden equipment and spare posts and wire from the...
Gwyneth, we're headed to the top of the hour news break.
Oh, my gosh. These broadcasts are so short.
Yep. We'll be right back.
Okie doke. I'll see you later then.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.